You are Locked On Reds, your daily Cincinnati Reds podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into your daily source for the Cincinnati Reds throughout the offseason. This is the Locked On Reds podcast, and I'm your host, Jeff Carr. What's up, Reds fans, and welcome into the Locked On Reds podcast. It is Hump Day Wednesday. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to today's show. On today's show, I've got a novel idea, something that we can take a look back in the recent Reds history and say that we were wrong. And then also, we're talking about the postseason, looking at the National League. It's all set. It's all done. Now we're just waiting on the American League to get finished up. And I got a few more thoughts heading into the offseason here. But before we get to all of that, make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast on all the many podcasting platforms. Check us out on Twitter at Locked On Reds and at Jeff Carr with three Fs. And give me a call, give me a text, 513-549-0159 for the Locked On Reds line. We're going to hit that up here in just a moment with a question for you to react to. Today's episode, throughout the postseason as it has been, brought to you by Vivid Seats. Make your next memory at a live event with Vivid Seats. Download the app and our promo code POSTSEASON for a discount on your next ticket order. So I mentioned, let's take a look back, and bear with me here for a minute, because there was some news. This is the time of year with the manager carousel turning. You've got rumors, you've got guys that are being interviewed, rumored, you know, fits for teams. The Mets, they're looking for guys. The Phillies are looking for guys. Multiple teams looking for skippers. And a name resurfaced, a name that very, very well should be resurfacing around this time of year, Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker was rumored to be both in the Mets and the Phillies job, at least as part of their group of guys that they're interviewing. Some have even said that he is a favorite to land the Phillies position. And I thought it bear looking into again, and this kind of rolls into what we're talking about here in a minute with the Nationals winning the National League and going to their first ever franchise World Series appearance. And Dusty Baker's a former Nationals manager and obviously a former Reds manager. You know that. You're listening to a Reds podcast in the postseason. You are well aware of Dusty Baker. I think it's time that we, as a Reds fan base, just take a deep breath and officially say, we're sorry, Dusty. Because I know there's probably a few of you out there that are pretty smart. You weren't on the whole fire Dusty train, but I'm telling you what, that was a packed bandwagon back in the day. I'd find it hard-pressed to see a majority of people that say that they didn't want Dusty fired. Most people did. Now, it's weird to say because Dusty took the Reds to the postseason multiple times. He had multiple winning teams. So why on earth did we want him gone? I think, you know, we looked at him as the Giants fans did or the Cubs fans did. That, yeah, he was really good at getting you to the doorstep, but he couldn't quite get you in to the party. That being said, we replaced him with Brian Price. Now, I was among the voices back then saying, and I didn't have a podcast back then, so no one knew I was saying this, but I was in agreement that the Reds should make Brian Price their manager and move Dusty Baker on out. That obviously proved to be the wrong decision. And as a Reds fan, we can look back. And we can be rational about this, right? We can look back and say, you know what? We were wrong. Dusty, we're sorry, man. Not that it really is that big of a deal to him. He made his millions with the Nationals and a few years later, went to the postseason quite a few times. Still didn't quite get that win. But nonetheless, Dusty is a good manager. He's going to go down in history as one of the better managers, not one of the best, but one of the better managers in Major League Baseball history. I firmly believe that. And from this Reds fan to Dusty Baker, who is an avid listener of the Lockdown Reds podcast, I know. I'm sorry for wanting you gone and wanting a different manager who was not as well equipped to do the job as you were. And I want to hear you. What are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on Dusty Baker and maybe getting another MLB managerial spot? Do you agree with me? Do you think I'm completely off base with wanting to apologize to Dusty? Let me know. 513-549-0159. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Nationals heading to the World Series. Take a look at the American League Championship Series that still has a long way yet to go. Got a couple other news and notes for the Reds and today in Reds history. But first, how do you plan on making your next memory at a live event? I've got a great idea. Check out the Vivid Seats app. On the Vivid Seats app, they have a great rewards program. You can build up to free tickets, and with the promo code today, you can save up to $100 off of your next order. That sounds pretty good, $100. I tell you what, Vivid Seats has all the best offerings when it comes to sports, live events, music, stand-up comedy. Heck, if you want to go see a Broadway show, Vivid Seats is a great source. And when you buy your tickets are right there on your phone. Who goes anywhere without their phone anymore? I mean, I always make fun of people whenever they forget their phones because, come on, I can't go anywhere without mine. I bet you're the same way. Vivid Seats is like your own mobile ticket in your phone. And when you enter the promo code POSTSEASON today, you'll get a discount of up to $100 off of your next ticket order. And now that's not necessarily meaning you're going to go to postseason baseball games. You can enter the promo code POSTSEASON and go see Jerry Seinfeld doing stand-up. I don't know if he's actually touring right now, but, you know, Kevin Hart, if you wanted to go see Dave Chappelle, guys like that. If you want to go to a music concert, you know, a music concert makes it sound like I've never heard music in my life. If you want to go see a great band, Vivid Seats has you covered. Or if you just want to go see a Broadway musical, say you happen to be in New York City, you want to go see Phantom of the Opera. Or maybe you're in a different city, but you still want to see a play. Vivid Seats has your ticket. And when you create your account, you get a free rewards account. You don't have to pay anything extra. You don't have to subscribe or anything like that. It just takes the discount off of each purchase, and it builds up to free tickets. Who doesn't love free tickets? Vivid Seats has the rewards program to build up to that, and when you enter the promo code POSTSEASON, you'll get a discount on your next ticket order. Make your next memory with Vivid Seats. Also sponsoring today's podcast, Blue Chew. Go to bluechew.com and enter promo code MLB. You'll get your first order for free. You just pay $5 in shipping. Blue Chew has the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis. So if you're looking for a performance boost in the bedroom and you're looking to please your partner, check out Blue Chew. And plus, it comes in a chewable form. It's going to work faster than if you had to take a pill. So you can take it whenever you need that performance boost. Go to bluechew.com and enter promo code MLB for your first order free today. All you got to do, you fill out a questionnaire on there, you talk with their online pharmacist, and then it gets sent to your door. There's no awkward in-office doctor visit. There's no waiting in line at the pharmacy. No, gets sent to you, discreet packaging. Chew it and do it with Blue Chew. Go to bluechew.com and enter promo code MLB for your first order free. Just pay $5 in shipping. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring the Locked On Reds podcast. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to take a look here at the postseason. And it's funny because yesterday I mentioned Dusty Baker and we talked about that in the first part. Yesterday, October the 15th, back in 2012, yesterday in Reds history, was the day that the Reds signed him to an extension, hoping that he would get them past that first round of the playoffs. So it's ironic. I promise, didn't plan that out until I looked at today in Reds history, and that's what yesterday was. Today in Reds history, well,
It's time to take a walk around the diamond of the past. It's time for Today in Reds History.
I just love the organ playing on that, don't you? That's fantastic. That's why I made the drop. But today in Reds history, there's a couple of things, and with it being October, we're talking about some World Series history for the Reds. Two things I've got for you today, and they're actually good things. Back in 1976, on this day, October 16th, in Game 1 of the World Series against the Yankees, Dan Dreesen was batting fifth for the Reds, and he is actually the first National League player ever to be used as a designated hitter. As you know, the DH was not employed before that year's Fall Classic, and although the concept had been adopted and used in the AL since 1973, the National League had not brought that into their game whenever they played in the World Series. So 1976, October 16th, first ever World Series game to feature the designated hitter, with Dan Dreesen being the first ever NL player to be a designated hitter. And then another great Reds World Series memory in 1990 on this day. The Reds end the A's 10-game postseason winning streak as they won 7-0 at Riverfront Stadium. And then, of course, we all know that the Reds would finish off that World Series without losing themselves as they go wire-to-wire in 1990. The Reds' Eric Davis became the 22nd player to hit a homer in his first World Series at bat during that game as well. Love Eric the Red. Love the 1990 Reds World Series team. I wish that I would have been a little bit older than just a year old to know what happened during that game. But I love reading about that team and reading about what they did, how they were completely counted out whenever they went up against the A's. And you gotta feel like the Nationals may be in that same sort of boat, especially if the Astros beat the Yankees here. The Astros took a 2-1 lead after Gerrit Cole helped them win Game 3. Now, the funny part is the Nationals sweeping the Cardinals. They're done. They're just going to sit back and wait to see whoever comes out of this mess of the American League Championship Series. And trust me, I believe it's going to be a dogfight. The Yankees have showed that they will not lay down to the Astros' great pitching staff. Although they did lose Game 2 against Verlander, I really felt like they had some opportunities to blow the door open on Verlander. So it's going to be interesting to see how they play out the rest of the series. Now, with Gerrit Cole on the mound, all bets are off. That dude is just on fire this postseason. But all that being said, you've got Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg sitting at home, resting up, getting ready for the World Series. But I am kind of rooting for the Astros. If nothing else, I would love to see two World Series games, back-to-back World Series games, where in one game you have Gerrit Cole against Max Scherzer, and then in the other game, you've got Justin Verlander against Steven Strasburg. And really, you can mix or match whatever the matchup is. If it's Verlander against Scherzer and Cole against Strasburg, I mean, that's just awesome. I love watching good pitching in those games. Who knows? The final score of each one of those games might be 1-0, and it might be some crazy small ball that gets that one run. But I think it's going to be a great World Series nonetheless, because the Yankees just have an amazing lineup. And to see the Nationals pitchers go up against them will be something else. But give it to the Nationals. Back in May, they were left for dead. There were people that were calling for their manager's job. They wanted Dave Martinez out of there. They were done with him. And now they're in the World Series. Talk about a big old what's up from Dave Martinez to those people who wanted him fired. That's awesome. Happy for the Nationals to see them make it, especially with them being one of the lower odds teams to make it. I know that obviously the Dodgers were the favorites, and then you had the Braves as well. But the Nationals, in true American pastime fashion, say, doesn't matter what the odds are, we're the one that are in the World Series. And congrats on them making their first ever World Series, which also means that we will be waiting another series to see what the Nats do with Anthony Rendon. As you might have heard, he is a free agent this year. And kind of like me and Stephen Offenbaker were talking about him on yesterday's podcast, if you haven't checked it out, had a great conversation with my friend Steve. But we were talking about Anthony Rendon, and here's the deal. The Reds have mandated that they are going for the playoffs in 2020. What better way to do that and not break your farm system than signing a guy like Anthony Rendon? Dude had over 6 wins above replacements, according to Baseball Reference, in 2019, 6.3 to be exact. Now, it's going to cost some money to do it, but I mean, as I mentioned in yesterday's episode, and I've said it before, I don't care about the dollar signs. Let's just win. See what the Reds can do. Maybe they can put something together. He will be probably the most coveted free agent. I think that, honestly, the top three, and I'm not really sure as to how I'd rank them, I would probably say Gerrit Cole will be the number one most coveted free agent, then Anthony Rendon, and then Yasmani Grandal. So we're talking about the Reds really trying to go after two of the three most coveted free agents, and that sounds like the most un-Reds thing ever, but I still have faith that they will at least try and make an effort. Now, as far as Rendon's possibilities of signing with the Reds, who knows? They may have to back up the Brinks truck and really dump out a lot of cash in front of him, because the Nationals, I gotta believe, are going to be trying real hard to keep him. After losing Bryce Harper and seeing the PR hit that they took there from their fans, and obviously they won that all back, and if they end up winning the World Series, I don't think you would find a Nationals fan that is still upset about them losing Bryce Harper to the Phillies. But if they lose Anthony Rendon after winning the World Series, I gotta believe that there's gonna be some hard questions that need answering by that front office. So the Nationals are going to be backing up the Brinks truck too. We'll see how that all plays out. But they are in the Fall Classic, waiting on either the Astros or the Yankees to join them at the party. And hey, for us Reds fans, the way that we can look at it is now that the Cardinals have lost and are eliminated from the postseason, the Reds are the only National League Central team to win their last game of the season. That's right, the Reds are the ones with the momentum heading into the offseason, and here comes 2020. That'll be it for today's podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to today's show. On tomorrow's show, we will have some postseason talk. I've got some ideas. I'm going to look at a couple of candidates that the Reds could bring in through free agency that maybe we haven't touched on. I know that you've probably heard a lot of the names over and over and over and over again. Let's look at some not so commonly referred to possible free agent targets. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast on all the many podcasting platforms. Follow us on Twitter at LockedOnReds and at Jeff Carr with 3 F's. And say the Locked On Reds line number into your phone at 513-549-0159. Like I mentioned at the first half of the show, want to hear from you, your reactions, your thoughts about Dusty Baker. Do you apologize for wanting him fired back in the day? I want to hear from you. 513-549-0159. That's all. That's it for me. Thanks for listening. My name is Jeff Carr, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.